Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend. Tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our endeavor is always to desire to have the truth from the grassroots level. And we always have the listeners that call in, amen, to give their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject is dealing the big lie, the big lie. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. You say we're two or three come together in your name. There you be in the midst. Lord, we thank you for always living, always abiding and sharing and being with your people. You say you never leave us, you never forsake us, and you never, oh God, turn your back on us, your people. We thank God for those, God, the listeners, tonight, today, wherever they might be, as we come together, oh God, and worship you and seek the truth. In Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. You can call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth on the air, or you might desire to listen to this broadcast by computer, or you go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or, amen, you can tune in, and as you call in, amen, you can press 1 on your phone. As before we go into the studio, we can go into the studio. Amen. We are at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We always like to set the foundation and to, amen, to give a direction of each discussion and study as we go out tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. Because Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. Amen. And one that sharpens his countenance of his friend. Amen. What you know and what I know, we put it together. Amen. We can get a better understanding of the lesson, the discussion. Maybe it's something you've been seeking God for. Amen. And the Bible says in Proverbs 24:6, multitudes of counselors, there's safety. Amen. As we begin to work throughout this broadcast, and amen, there's two or three people come together, according to Matthew's 18th chapter, amen, where two or three people come together and discuss a matter, amen, it become true. It become true. Amen. Seeking God's word. Amen. Will I always thank God for those that are here tonight, today in the studio, and those that are seeking Christ. Amen. And we thank God that the Lord has drawn you to this broadcast. Amen. And we would like to, as always, give you some foundational approach to the gospel. Amen. For what God has said in the foundation as we continue to strive through. Amen. What Paul was talked about. Amen. He's written it, Apostle Paul, in the epistles of Paul, the apostles, the book of Romans. Amen. We like to touch on that very lightly here. Amen. Concerning what is the biggest lie? The biggest lie. The biggest lie. Amen. We know many lies has been told. Amen. Throughout the world concerning the church, concerning God's love towards mankind. Amen. In Book of Romans 1:16, Paul has said that, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. Amen. Paul said he's not ashamed. Amen. We're not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. In Romans 3 and 10. Amen. For it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. In the 14th verse, Romans 3 and 14 say, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Amen. There is none righteous, no, not one. And in the 23rd verse, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 5 and 8, amen, it discussed, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. As many coming on the scene now, accepting Christ as the Lord and Savior, amen. Some of them just being born. Some people are just, you might know babes. I mean, maybe some of you, amen, just been into Christ 3 or 4 years. But Christ died over 3,000 years ago or more. Amen. While we was yet, let's show you the power of God. He look at the long range. Amen. He want to save people. In Romans 5 and 12, he said, therefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passes unto all men, for that all have sinned, for that all have sinned. Amen. Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift of God. Amen. God, Jesus is a gift to mankind. Jesus Christ is a gift to mankind. In Romans 10:9, amen, it says that, if thou will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Amen. So here we are. We're talking here, and we're going to discuss, amen, Romans. Also Romans 10 and 17. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith is trusting in your, amen, not only your trust and your hope. And that's why more we hear about God, the more you be involved in discussions and reading about God and his son, his gift, God's gift. Amen. The more that you understand, the more that you trust him. Many of you are traveling, amen, throughout the land, amen. You know, if you go to a place that you never heard of, amen, you go by information. But it's good if you're traveling to a place and you know somebody that's there. You have some type of connection with them, communication, amen. They're ready to receive you. They're glad to put their open arm. They shake your hand. Amen. You discuss and say, we finally get a chance to meet. You finally get a chance to meet. Amen. Even these holidays, many of you will be traveling. Amen. And you can always go back and view this broadcast on your travels. Amen. And it's good to know that you're meeting somebody you know, you trust when you arrive. Or even make a reservation. You know, communication is very important. Amen. Very important. Amen. And especially when you meet somebody that you know. Somebody that you know. Amen. This is what the church is preparing you for. and striving you to be more acquainted, make Jesus more your friend. Amen. So when time comes, amen, when you leave this earth, amen, you have a friend you've been talking with, worshiping and walking with, amen. He will meet you with open arms, and you won't be a stranger. You won't be a stranger to heaven. You won't be a stranger to Jesus Christ, amen, because you made him your friend in the church. Because of whatever you might think about the church, amen, whatever big lie they told about God and the church, amen, you be thank God, amen, that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. So one of the biggest, there's so many big lies out there concerning Christ, concerning the church, concerning man. We can only venture back, amen, to the book of Genesis, amen, and we'll see where God, everything God made in the beginning of time, amen, it was good. It was very good, amen. And when it comes down to obeying his word, amen, it wasn't that the, in the book of Genesis, amen, we'll turn there for a moment, amen. Then we're going to open up the lines, those that have been new to the broadcast. You know, after we open up the studio, amen, you can always go in and we will ask you to press 1 on your phone, amen, and the technician will put you in when we open up the studio, amen, and you don't have to give your name, amen, you just express yourself pertaining to the subject matter that we have, or you can give a dream or vision, but we don't try to get personal, amen, here. We don't fight anyone. Amen. We're about, amen, increasing our faith, amen, and our assurance, amen, in God, and some things that through his son, Jesus Christ, promises that he's made, amen. Maybe you have come out of a lot of obstacles and lies that the world has said to you about God, about Jesus, about the church, amen. You might want to discuss that. You might want to give out, amen, things that you know would hinder people, amen, and that would be a help. That's what we do here, to help one another, amen. In the book of Genesis, amen, in the beginning, this book is considered the book of all beginnings of the whole Bible, book of Genesis. You can find all the doctrines of the Bible begin in the book of Genesis. Amen. It's like a description once a theologian was saying, a teacher was saying, like taking a handful of seeds and throw them into the ground. Amen. And all of them come up. Amen. So in the book of Genesis, it covers all the different doctrine, all the different teaching throughout the Bible. It's one big story. The Bible is a complete story. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation is one complete story of how God restores his creation back to him. Back to him. God created the world. Amen. And Genesis 1:26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. We'll stop there. Amen. In the third chapter of Genesis, amen, we'll see God gave an ultimatum to man. He told man, Amen. In the third chapter of Genesis, amen. He said in the third verse, but of the fruit, let me get at the first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, the God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, but thou shalt know that in the day that ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. God told them, he gave them a commandment. It wasn't about the natural food that's prepared for man. Man had to go get his own food. Man had to fellowship together. Man and woman, they talked together. Amen. And the Lord told them that what they can eat of every tree, all the trees, but if this is one tree, he did not want them to eat of. And he said, the day that you do eat of that tree, and it actually is the tree, represents disobedience. Amen. Disobedience. Amen. The day that God's creations, amen, they was innocent. The day they ate of that tree, amen, they were separated. Communication was broken between God and man. Disobedience is sin. Sin brought forth a separation between God and man. God, amen, man's soul, amen, had separated himself. Amen. So the world is in under a curse. The world is under a curse. Amen. Before then, everything lived. Everything multiplied. Everything exists. Amen. It might as well say forever. But when they had separated themselves from God because of disobedience, amen. It is the biggest lie we ever told, that God will not separate himself, amen, from man. But he did. God separated man. Man is under a curse. Amen. But God sets, he set forth his son at that same time. He said that the seed of the woman to redeem the fallen man from the curse. Amen. We are under a curse. Amen. Things are dying. Things are falling apart. Amen. Sickness is entering the world. Death is in the world. Amen. And Jesus said that he's going to prepare a place for us. St. John 14, amen. But St. John, the third chapter, the gospel according to John, always express the fact that, amen, you should research your Bible. What type of Bible are you looking at tonight? Amen. What type of Bible? It might be on the internet. It might be on your cell phone. Amen. Is it one of the major Bibles, amen, that you look forward to study? Amen. Many times, you need a Bible dictionary, concordance, and you need a Bible concordance. You may need a Bible. Some Bibles have references within the Bible. Lessing, they have references, Bibles. They have study Bibles. Amen. Some of the well-known names all over the world is the King James Bible. You can find that almost any country. Amen. Under different languages. Amen. Then you have the American Standard. Then you have the International, New International Bible. Then you have the Amplified Bible. Then you have the Good News Bibles. Amen. We live and move off of God's Word. This is spiritual food for us, those that accepted Christ. This is the alternative of dying. Amen. God has given us, amen, an alternative. Amen. You can choose. life. Amen. Many people don't understand that, and it takes those of us, those of you, amen, that's in the studio now, you know about God, you know about Jesus Christ, and you know it's different to look at a car, a home, and once you purchase that car and house, amen, to set in the car and drive it. But you can picture, you can imagine, amen, one thing, and I roll the windows up, and you might not hear too much noise. You can have all the luxuries of air conditioners, radios, seat moving, amen, car that they'll talk to you. You might have a house, amen, to have all the lights come on and, you know, the different rooms in the house. It's a difference between looking on the outside and when you enter in and begin to use the product, amen. It's one thing to suppose you are saved. You want to have Christ, and once you apply yourself and begin to believe, amen, and accept, and you find out it's easier. It's easy to accept Christ. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. He give it to us and say, well, here it is, and I want you to know that you can have life, you can have more abundantly, and it's a gift. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your problem, amen. It wasn't. You didn't have nothing to be involved in this, amen. Over thousands of years, Christ died for us, amen. The cross, amen. And you hear the story about the cross. You hear the story about how he bled and he suffered and he died. And now he's still alive. And it's hard to comprehend. So, oh, my God, a person died and he's back? How can a human being die and he's back? But Jesus did that. That's the power of God. That's the power. Amen. Jesus did that. And why he did that? He did that because he loved you. He loved you. He knew that you did not have, amen, anything to do with man, amen, leaving God. He knew in the beginning of time all these millions of people, amen, been affected because they came in, they came in a world full of sin. Amen. They came in a world. Amen. John 3:16, you hear so much about that. Amen. But John 3:17 says, John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God, Jesus didn't come to condemn anybody. He came to save people. He came, what you mean save? He came to give them in life again. Amen. Through his life. He gave life. He became a ransom for you. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, amen, and begin to live and follow his instruction, amen, you get more, more, and more about life in Christ Jesus. And this was happening in the Garden of Eden, amen. The enemy told them, amen, that God, amen, was hiding something from this family. He was hiding something. He said, no, God, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. Amen. So the devil disguised himself. Actually, he's a fallen angel. He disguised himself. He did not show up as an angel in the garden. He did not show up as a cherubim. Amen. He came in God's creation. He used the serpent. Amen. And he learned the language. He spoke the language of Adam and Eve. Amen. And had a communication and questioned God's authority. Amen. Innocent people don't know anything about sin. They don't know why the church is here. They don't know what's the message about the church, about Jesus dying. What's that about? What's that about? Amen. We're living, we're walking. God love us. God created us, and we're not going to die. We're not going to die. God will not destroy his people, and that's one of the biggest lies. God doesn't destroy his people. You choose. You choose life with God, like it was in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve When you disobey God, you walk into a curse. You walk into a curse, and that curse says that you are separated. You was born separated, and when you leave here, amen, you are going to a holding place of separation from God in heaven. Amen. So the biggest lie has been told that you, man, can be like God. You know, the enemy, if you look at the word of God here, he says God's. And that's in Genesis. It says, the day that you eat of the tree, amen, you'll be like God. So that's a small g in essence. Amen. A God is supposed to be self-sufficient. Doesn't need anybody, nobody, no thing, no nothing. They can supply their own. They know everything. They see everything. Amen. And that's a lie. It's a lie. So man has fallen. This is reality. It's reality. There's walls and rooms and walls. There's sickness. There's death. Amen. And why this is going on, Jesus is preparing a better place for his people. Why did all this start? Because of the fact the angel, amen, Lucifer, amen, son of the morning, amen, he was a musician, and the problem was he disobeyed God. He decided that he wanted to have a kingdom of his own. So he was evicted. Amen. Michael and the angels, the chief angels, they kicked him out on earth. They kicked him out on earth. That's why you find in Genesis 1, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. The world was full of darkness. And God spoke, amen, recreated, and he spoke one day, 2 days, amen. Everything was good and very good. So the serpent, he was there, but he wasn't against human race. The fallen angels used his body and used his body to confront Adam and Eve, amen, in a meaningful way, because he knew, they know about animals. If he had showed up as an angel, he wouldn't dare to do that. He wouldn't dare to walk in the evening when God and Adam was having a communion and discussing. Amen. He wouldn't dare show up and try to be a part of the meeting. Amen. Because God would not allow that. He know him. But the Lord knew the craftiness and the lying that this enemy would do. Those of you that came into Christ and those who accepted Christ, you know, you came through a lot of lies, deception, amen, and many of you have many things that you was been confronted about, rejection, but you made it. Somehow, some way, you found the truth about Jesus Christ. You found the truth about the church. You found the truth about your life. Amen. That it's not over. That God has not left his people. That God is still, he still love you. He still care for you. Amen. And the conditions of this world is, amen. It's like taking your car or your house and all of a sudden you get a rainstorm. Amen. It'll fall on your house. It'll fall on an unsaved house. Amen. The rain and nature. Amen. Problems will come arise. It arise through storms and rains, the natural elements of the world. It address all people, save, unsaved, regardless of what color they are, the language they speak. You get a hurricane, you get a typhoon, you get an earthquake, amen, then as well, amen. The next kind of problems you have, amen, come from other people that you associate with, amen. They put you in some difficult situations you're not aware of. Amen. Things that are happening. Amen. You weren't aware of, so you get difficulties. Saved and unsaved. Then the next problem you might have, the third problem you have, amen, is from the fallen angels. They're confronting the world. They're trying to destroy the world by giving them false information. They know God has given power. He gave his people amen, an image just like him. He gave those that will accept him the ability to come out of situations. If they talk to God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen, because we live here in this world. We live in this world. So things are kind of complicated, but when you come into Christ, you're not only born again, but you still live in the same old body. You live in the same old body. You got a new spirit, you got a new mind, got a new outlook on life, and all of a sudden, things look difficult. So, well, who should I serve? What I serve Christ, but with all these things going on around me now, it is more prevalent now. It's more relevant to you because before you just didn't care about people dying and all you was just about yourself. You just wanted money, home, your adventure, your career, amen, your marriage, your investments. But all of a sudden now, once you accepted Christ, you have more compassion for the world. You're more hungering, amen, about the life after this life. And you become more aware of things, of the supernatural, because you are now supernatural. The devil don't want you to know that you are supernatural. That's another big lie. He doesn't want you to know, amen, you are more spiritual now than you ever was. Once you come alive in God, you're more spiritual, you're more supernatural, amen, and you have a name written down in heaven, amen. You got a name written down in heaven, amen, and once more you begin to exercise yourself towards reading the Bible, amen, studying and praying, amen, and fellowshipping with others, amen, you'll find yourself growing and being more successful. Because what? You're alive with God. You're alive with God. All right, now we're going to open up the broadcast because that's why we come together, amen, to discuss things and discuss. This is one of the tools God used through me and you and others, amen. We become servants of God, amen, to spread the gospel, amen, the good news, that God is not dead. He's alive through his Son, Jesus Christ, amen. If nothing else, the world don't see that, amen. It takes a lot of power and it takes a lot of love, amen, to accept Jesus, the Lord and Savior. And once you accept him, you'll find out you got a friend for life. Got a friend for life and the life after life. Amen. All right, we're going to the studio now. Those of you for the first time in the studio, we thank God for you and you and you. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone. If you would like to have a comment about the big lie, or you might want to express yourself about what lie kind of kept you away from the truth about God. Maybe you want to ask the question, amen, not about yourself or fighting anyone. And maybe you want to ask a biblical question, amen. We thank God for the studio, and that's why we have, if we don't have the answer now, amen, we possibly can get it to you in another program, but amen. But we're here at 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-88. Amen. You push 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And we will just, we will not call your name. Amen. But you don't have to give your name, but we just give you area code. Area code 954, we have 5211. God bless you. You're on the air. God bless you. 954. That's 4 digits. 5211. Amen. All right. All right. We have. All right. We have one that tuned in. Amen. All right. As we move on, amen. We might again. Amen. The studio is full. We'd like to give each and every one of you a chance to express yourself. Amen. We thank God for all of you that's in the studio. Amen. If you'd like to make a comment about the biggest lie, maybe it's a lie that held you back from Christ, maybe it's something that God has given you a revelation on, and you'd like to express that, amen, as well. You can press 1 on your phone, amen, and I will give out your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number, amen. We will not give your name unless you want to give your name, amen, to this discussion, amen. And those of you that would like to go back and hear this broadcast again, and there are many more, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and scroll down. At the bottom of the page, you can see Blog Talk Radio. Amen. You can click on Doctor of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. You can see all the expos, all different subjects. You can click on anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. You can listen to them through your computer. Amen. Or you can share it with others. Amen. We're here. Amen. At this time. Amen. We're talking about the biggest lie that has separated man from God. And God has given power. And God has given authority to you. Amen. And, you know, you have to. God does not take away. He does not take away your skills, your careers, amen, your home, your family. He does not tell you to forsake, amen, those things unless it's unrighteous, amen, unless it's supporting sin, unless it's supporting things that are not godly. Amen. Okay, we are back again to area code 786, last 4 digits, 4039. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. We had an incident over here where a big truck hit something out there, and I had to find another means to get to you tonight.
Oh, okay.
And all that, so that's why you're coming up with a different number. But I was listening to you, and I had a thought that entered my mind that I hadn't thought in that direction before. You know, when Satan entered the serpent, his plan was to get in man, but he couldn't get man. Because God had man shielded. Man was perfect.
Okay.
He couldn't get in there. So he had to devise a plan. And the scripture said that the serpent was the serpent was wise, you know. He was the craft in out there. So as he was saying, Satan got into him. He was a gorgeous beast, so he had an appeal to the woman. Now, how do we find that out? Because the woman said to the serpent, God said, we shall not eat of the tree, nor touch it. But that ain't what God told the man. The man was, the message was, don't eat of the tree. So she was right in what she was saying because that's the way she understood it after being made to help man. So that tells the world today that the women is very necessary because God made her to help, to touch. You see, the arrange things. So this is what she was speaking from, her understanding. So I'm looking at this, and I heard the law, so now this is what's going on today. You see what I'm saying? Devil send other organizations, you see, to defame the name of the Lord. You see, they talk about Jesus and they recognize him as a man, but they come to defame his name to keep you understand, from calling on his name. Because the scripture says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So then again, you got the devil right there. You understand? In your view, You see, so this is why you hear the man of God saying, search the scripture and see that you be saved. You see, mm-hmm. but in this, mm-hmm. see, so I was looking at this thing. I said, you know what? It's because we can't see. It ain't because God ain't showing it to us. You see, we have to mm-hmm. give time to them so that our minds can come to it, Bishop. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you going to get a lie every time. That's the way it is. You see, I had to find out the truth about simple things, you see. And I was listening also to different Bibles that you was talking about. And the mm-hmm. Lord told us, now, out of all the Bibles you read, you got to be filled with the Spirit, because mm-hmm. the Spirit mm-hmm. is what's going to lead and guide you into the truth. You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this mm-hmm. is what we always trying to politically keep things straight, but no, you got to worship God and be filled with His Spirit if you want to keep things straight. You see, this is what repentance is all about. You see, keeping yourself straight. So I was just listening to you there, and I was enjoying what you're saying, because this is where we need to be straight in. And one more thing I'd like to say about being weak. Mm-hmm. What about this thing? And Paul was teaching, he says, let the weak say I'm strong. Now, how is that going to mm-hmm. be? So he's talking about weakness in God. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you lose a whole lot of physical points when it comes down to the Spirit. If you're going to let the Spirit mm-hmm. lead you, you understand? You don't have to study so hard. But so people mm-hmm. equate that in the natural as weakness. And so to prove that to me, the Lord said, when a man don't eat, he gets weak. Is that right?
That's right.
So when he get weak, he ain't gonna, I don't care what you say to him, he ain't going to fight you because he don't have the spirit. You see what I'm saying? A thief ain't going to steal if he's weak, if he hungry and he weak, see? So we say that because Jesus came, he said, poor in spirit. This is weakness. This is dependent on God. He said he got 10,000 vessels to satisfy the poor. You see, not poor in money. We talking about those that depend on him. Amen. So all we have to do is just what? Search the scripture and not only be smart and being able to quote it, you see, but also be able to live it. You don't get an understanding to repeat it. So that's what I was thinking, Bishop. God bless you.
Very good. Very good. God bless you. Good to have you. All right. We're at 954-7012. God bless you.
God bless you, mighty man of God. You were talking about deception and the lie. I think the biggest lie that's ever been told, that God understands. And when people tell you that God understands, that, you know, we're men and we're subject to error, God does not understand sin. God understands the fact that we need to repent of our sins and live holy. But that is one lie that keeps us from living right. God understands. Oh, you made a mistake. Oh, you're sleeping around. God understands. No, he doesn't. So that's one of the biggest lies that has ever been told us. He understands, but he expects us to live right. Amen?
Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Good to have you. All right. We're at 954-4427. 954-4427. God bless you. You're on air. Amen. 954-4427. Amen. All right, let me have a connection there.
Yes, sir. Yes, good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I was just listening to this thing, the big lie, you know, and that made me think about a lot of things, you know. I think the biggest lie is that the devil convinced the world that he don't exist. That way he can always manipulate the individual because they don't believe he exists. But, you know, the lies started in the garden when the devil deceived Eve. And yeah, I think at that time Adam was so built up in the Word, because each day that he spoke with the Lord, God gave him direct revelation to him. Mm-hmm. And it was the devil who came in and told him to lie. Now, the thing about God's Word is, God lets us know that his Word will not return to him void. And he tells us that, the Scripture tells us that God invites us to always try the Scripture by the Scriptures. You know, and we are to know that worldly or carnal minded is, there's very little truth in being carnal minded. The truth is in God's Word, and we are to always go to the Word of God if we are seeking the truth, and see what the world say line up with the Word of God, because the Word of God can always be backed up by two or three other scriptures. Now, so this tells us there's only one truth, and that truth is the gospel, that there are nothing under the sun. So any situation or anything that man can come up with, we can always go to the Word of God and see whether or not that lined up with Scripture. If it doesn't line up with Scripture, then we know it's not of God and it can't be the truth. This thing lying in our day and time now, with all the communication that we have, we have to understand that the enemy was crowned Prince of the Airways. Now, what did that mean, Prince of the Airways? It means when it comes to communication, he has authority in that area. His authority is so strong in that area that Jesus himself would not exchange word with him, because Jesus knew this guy has been anointed in communication. And you would get tripped up trying to go one-on-one with him when it comes to communication, you see. Mm-hmm. So this even the archangel Michael, when he came to retrieve the body of Moses, and the enemy challenged him, the archangel realized he knew the authority that the enemy had when it came to communication. He didn't get into a dispute with the enemy, with the devil. He just saying, thus says the Lord. It's exactly the way Jesus did. Jesus said, it is written. It is written. Thus says the Lord. Thus did. He never spoke of himself. He just repeated the word itself that came from God, because he knew the only person that has the authority to communicate with the devil is God. And that the archangel Michael or Jesus wouldn't attempt to do that on their own. They know they repeated the word that was spoken by God, and that alone, knowing that, hey, the enemy can't argue against God. It was God who kicked him out of heaven. So as believers, we got to always respect one thing, and that the devil has been crowned the Prince of the Airways. And we got to keep that in mind, because there's only one word that we can recite to him to keep him from overpowering us with his deceitfulness, and that is the Word of God.
Amen. All right, very good, as always. Amen. We have some great revelation that's going on, because the Word of God, we are, I mean, we've been born again by the Word of God. The Word of God Hebrews 4 said the word of God is sharp. Mm-hmm. Cuts between the marrow and the bone. Amen. It's a discerner. It's a thought. Amen. Intent of our heart. Amen. So the word of God is the sword of the spirit. Amen. Jeremiah, amen, said that God told me, my word, like, it's like a hammer. It's powerful. So we don't need nothing else. We just need to learn how to be skillful in what God has given us. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our callers. Amen. We're moving right along. Amen. What is the big lie? Amen. There are many lies that the enemy have told, amen, our brothers and our sisters. Now remember, amen, we have to consider, amen, that we haven't left here yet. We're still here, amen, in this earth realm, amen. We do have a dual citizenship in Christ and Jesus. We are living here. Amen. I think we had 954 now, 5211, last four digits. 5211954. Amen. We're back to, amen. We're having a little difficulties on that number. Amen. Amen. We are body, soul, and spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Like one of our callers was saying that we have to recognize that you are spiritual, that you are more spiritual now since you've been born again. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he opened up things to us now. He take the veil from our eyes that we can see, amen, the world. Amen. We can see our direction. But we can slip up. We can slip up. The book of Proverbs, amen, Proverbs 24 and 16 say, for a just man can fall down seven times and rise up again. Amen. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. The last caller was saying that the enemy is so crafty. Amen. With words and so smooth. You have many traps. If you don't continue to, amen, be thoughtful of God, keep your mind on him. Paul was saying that we have to keep our mind on him. Amen. Keep your song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. Because the enemy, amen, he comes, amen, to throw you, cause you to sin, miss God. 1 John 1 and 9 said that we should confess our sin because he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. If you say that you have no sin, you lie. You lie. That things goes on. Maybe your neighbor, and especially in traffic down in South Florida, amen, you got these drivers that cuts across, come down one-way street, and know it's a one-way street, they don't have time, and many things, amen. If you catch yourself, amen, you might have a thought, something happened, amen, your brother, those that really know you, and they cause you to get upset. Amen. You might turn off the switch. Amen. And, you know, let your flesh get involved. And the Holy Spirit remind you, oh, you shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did that. Say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. You know. So you somewhere, somehow, amen, you have your brother did something against you. And Peter always said, and he asked God, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? And they know they want to get up under your skin. They know they want something happen. Amen. Amen. So we are the model prayer going to the Lord, forgive us our transgression, as we forgive those that trespass against us. You know, we have sinned. We have fallen short, but we can get up. We can get up. We can be one of the biggest lies of rejection. You can be hit with rejections. Amen. You can be hit. Amen. With slander, disappointment that you never experienced before. Amen. But you can get up and shake it off. Amen. You can, because you don't practice sin. Saved people don't practice doing wrong. You don't practice, but you're human. But you're more spiritual now. You're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank the Holy Spirit is in us, and we lean and depend on, amen, the Holy Spirit and His Word to lead us. Amen. We are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8. Amen. So we are you're more spiritual, amen, and the more you grow in Christ and the more you present yourself closer to Christ, amen, you might be closer than others. You might be closer. Amen. Peter, amen, was closer. Amen. Peter was caught up in transfiguration. Amen. John, they was up there. Amen. Paul, he met Jesus on the road. Amen. And Paul did some things and saw some things. But the apostle John in the Isle of Patmos, look what the things that he experienced. And walking with God and all of the revelations he saw about the churches and the end time. Amen. So nevertheless, the enemy desire to separate us because he know the big picture, that we have the power to save and help others. And that's God's goal. He needs servants. Amen. If you serve him, amen, he'll take care of you. As one lie, God, David said he never seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. Neither his seed begging bread. God will make something move, somebody, somehow, someplace. Amen. He might have you to move around to another job site, change your careers. Amen. But he will take care of you. That's how he moves, through his Spirit. Now we're getting ready now. We're getting ready to close. Amen. You know, we always like to close out with prayer. Amen. That's our privilege to communicate with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because what is done in heaven is done on the earth. Amen. We operate through heaven. Amen. We send our petitions to heaven. Amen. We dial into heaven. Amen. That's our privilege. Amen. And once you dial into heaven, amen, and start moving down here on earth. All right, we're going to have like to have some two or three prayer requests, prayer, not only that, but prayer for those of this holidays and those of us that are sick, those that are without jobs and families, going through trials and tribulations. But you will get strong. God has not forsaken his people and never will. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're going to prayer now. Press one on your phone. Amen. All right, 786-4039. Go right ahead.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for what we are hearing tonight. We thank God for the promise that you have made to us. And we just bless you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the words that we have heard over the program tonight, that we will get an understanding because you put it in our hands. Amen. We thank you for sending Jesus, who died, that we could be recognized when it's all said and done. Bless you for Bishop and his efforts that he's making. Pray, God, you ever keep him, he and his family, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the great love that shown among the brethren. And this will keep us anticipating and waiting for that great day. We just thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've done. Now bless those that are listening tonight, those that are reaching out, oh God. We know that you are a prayer answerer. We know that you are able to do all that you have promised. And we trust you and believe you tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Amen. Last quick prayer, 954-4427. Go ahead.
Father God, thank you for this program that anoint us that your word and your word alone is the truth. Father God, when we don't want to hear, anoint our ears, Father God, that we will listen to your word and depend, let your word, Father God, be the final authority when it comes to truth. Help us to not, Father God, to abandon your word, but keep it before our ears that we, Father God, will walk in righteousness and keep your word.
All right. Until next time, God bless you all. Amen. Continue to pray for us. We pray for one another. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. We love you and love yourself. Amen. God bless you.